Stag, this is a recording on Douglas Trueheart. That's Douglas, Douglas, Douglas Trueheart, Trueheart, Trueheart. Years and Thomas. Date of birth is 1/24/51. And please make copy for Dr. Tanam Ahmed. Tanam is T-A-N-A-M. T as in Thomas. Tanam Ahmed is A-H-M-E-D. Tanam Ahmed from Palm Coast. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is a history of obstructive sleep apnea. Next paragraph is telling us. This is a ...75-year-old male who has a past history of obstructive sleep apnea since over 20 years, has been on a auto-PAP setup with a full face mask, period. The patient's CPAP machine is malfunctioning and the apparently the humidifier is not working efficiently, and he needs a new CPAP machine. He has can you please change the full face mask? He has been using the CPAP machine with nasal pillow. Period. The patient has gained weight. He has no daytime sleepiness. He denies fatigue or leg swelling. And he does have a history of hypertension. The next paragraph, past history, the patient's past history has included history of hypertension and hyperlipidemia, history of chronic kidney disease, stage 3, past history of hypothyroidism and gout. He also has borderline diabetes and has prostatic hypertrophy. There's a history for tonsillectomy and carpal tunnel surgery and spinal ablation. And he also had a cyst removed from his leg. Next paragraph, allergies. No drug allergies. Next paragraph, habits of patient. Denies smoking. And no and alcohol use occasional. Next paragraph, family history. Father died of cancer of the lung. Mother of pancreatic cancer. Next paragraph, med list. Crestor 5 milligrams daily, losartan 100 milligrams daily, carvedilol 12.5 milligrams BID, tamsulosin 0.5 milligrams daily, finasteride 5 milligrams daily, atropine nasal spray, 2 sprays in each nostril, levothyroxine 50 micrograms daily, tadalafil 10 milligrams daily, and amlodipine 10 milligrams a day, trazodone 50 milligrams daily, febuxostat 40 milligrams a day. Next paragraph, review of systems sufficient had no weight loss, fever or fatigue, no double vision or cataracts, no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds. He has urinary frequency, no nighttime awakening. He has no hay fever, denies shortness of breath or wheezing. No abdominal pains, no heartburn or rectal bleed, no diarrhea. No chest or jaw pain, no calf muscle pains, and no leg swelling. No depression, no anxiety. No easy bruising. He has joint pains, muscle aches. He has no seizures, headaches, or memory loss, no skin rash. Next, physical exam. This is a moderately obese elderly white male with alert, no acute distress. There is no pallor, cyanosis, ictus, clubbing, or peripheral edema. Blood pressure 130/70, pulse 78, respiration 16, temperature 97.5, weight is 220, saturation 93. HEND abnormal phallic, pupils reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, ears no inflammation. Neck, supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement. Chest, equal movements with diminished breath sounds of the periphery. No crackles or wheezes. Heart, the absence of regular S1 and S2, no murmur. The abdomen is soft, protuberant without masses, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no lesions, no edema, mild varicosities, there is no calf tenderness. Reflex of the 1 plus with no gross, more reductive, cranialness, grossly intact, skin, no lesions noted. Next paragraph, depression. Number 1, obstructive sleep apnea. Number 2 is hypertension. Number 3 is diabetes mellitus. And number 4 is exogenous obesity. And number 5 is hypothyroidism. Next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to get a polysomnographic study to evaluate him for that new CPAP machine. He also will get a chest X-ray, PA lateral. Try to lose weight and go on a regular exercise program. A follow-up visit will be arranged in approximately 6 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Tanam Ahmed, M.D. T-A-N-A-M, Ahmed, A-H-M-E-D, M.D. Thank you, Dr. D'Souza.